Perfect wine pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys.
This week, Steph's pepper mackerel dish is a delight that's very well balanced. This means that when it comes to finding a wine to pair with it, choosing something that acts subtly with the dish will work best. As pairing a red here could cause complications, let's just stick with a white and leave the drama to your fave TV programme that may well be on when you're enjoying this dish. While the mackerel is flavoursome enough to withstand richer whites, like Chardonnay or Viognier, I particularly like how Steph has included apple in the dish to cut through the rest of the flavours. So today, I'm going to recommend a dry white wine that will have a similar effect without overpowering the overall light style of the dish. It's also worth noting that a richer white may rub noses awkwardly with the fennel, so another reason to keep the wine light too. While a popular dry white like Sauvignon Blanc is a fairly safe bet with fish in general, it might be a bit too zingy for some when combined with the tomatoes here. And when looking for a dry white that's sympathetic to food, you have a great wealth of choice to look at in Italy. A simple Pinot Grigio could be passive enough to fit well here, but there's a whole host of other grapes that would work well, some of which are not very well known, but are very cool nevertheless. Falanghina from Campania, or Fiano from Avellino, or even Griot from Sicily are well worth a look at. However, my perfect wine pairing for Steph's peppered mackerel dish is our Grand Cape Chenin Blanc from South Africa at $7.50 a bottle. This is a simply fresh and dry white with a delightful green apple aroma reflected in a crystal clear palette of orchard fruit. It's as light and breezy as a summer's morning and will harmonise well with this lighter dish, with a deft touch leaving your palate feeling fresh. Cheers!
Perfect wine pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys. Wine know-how, simply shared on Leeds Road, Harrogate and School Lane, Collingham.